SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Iran launched some 200 drones and missiles overnight in an unprecedented attack on Israel.
The Israeli military says Iran's launched a number of drones toward the country. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says Israel is prepared and has been on heightened alert since last week when Iran threatened retaliation for an Israeli airstrike in Syria that killed two leading Iranian generals. Israel is closing its airspace to flights and has canceled school and large public gatherings. President Biden has flown to the White House to be in contact with top security officials. A White House statement says the U.S. will support Israel's defense against the airborne attack from Iran. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, Israeli officials say that they think they shot down about 99% of what Iran sent over. Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration's environmental agenda is imposing new costs on the energy industry.
Oil and gas companies will pay more to drill on federal lands, and they'll have to meet stronger requirements to clean up older abandoned wells. That's the result of a new rule from the Interior Department finalized Friday. It raises royalty rates for oil drilling by more than one-third to over 16.5% to comply with the sweeping 2022 climate law approved by Congress. The previous rate was 12.5%, lower than what many states and private landowners had charged, but it had remained stable for a century. George Williams reporting.
Eight people shot, including a seven-year-old girl who was killed in what Chicago police believe was a gang-related violence on the city's south side. A one-year-old boy and a seven-year-old boy were each shot multiple times and listed in critical condition Saturday night. The victims were standing outside a family gathering at the time of the shooting around 9 o'clock. This is SRN News. Another big company embracing transgenderism.
The North Face, which specializes in outdoor clothing and equipment, is sponsoring an LGBT summer camp for children. Camp Brave Trails is for kids 12 to 17, and it encourages them to, quote, explore their gender expression, providing them with opportunities to perform in drag shows and experiment with clothing of the opposite sex. The North Face says it's donated tens of thousands of dollars to the camp. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican declared sex change operations and surrogacy grave violations of human dignity. A new document from the Doctrine Office puts them on par with abortion and euthanasia as practices the Catholic Church believes violates God's plan for human life. The Vatican also rejects so-called gender theory, or the idea one's gender can be changed, adding, God created man and woman as biologically different, separate beings. This is SRN News. Instagram's beginning to introduce new safety features for its teen users.
The social media company announced in a blog post that it's trying to fight sexual scams and other forms of image abuse to try and stop criminals from contacting teenagers. That includes a new nudity protection feature for direct messages that blurs any images with nudity and, quote, encourages people to think twice before sending nude images, unquote. The feature will be turned on by default globally for teens under 18, and adult users will get a notification encouraging people to activate it. Instagram says they'll also be testing new ways to hide teens from criminal accounts. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Texas' ban on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in higher education has resulted in more than 100 job cuts at University of Texas campuses all across the state. Texas is among five states that have banned DEI initiatives. At least 20 others are considering it. SRN News.